Welcome to Manager Tools. Today's topic, lists and agendas in one-on-ones. Here we go. Before we go on, a quick apology. Unfortunately, there is some echo in my side of the recording. Actually, Mark and I recorded this podcast twice. We thought we had resolved it, and we didn't. And now we're running up against time constraints, and we wanted to get this out to you. So my apologies. It will be a little more difficult to listen to my voice this time. Mark and I will record this again in the near future once I figure out what's going wrong, and we'll post the new file up so you can refresh if you'd like. So again, my apologies. Hope this works for you. Mark, we get questions all the time about the use of lists and agendas during one-on-ones, right? I mean,
yep.
Can you use lists? Can you use agendas? And seven years or so, we decide to answer that question.
Yeah, I will tell you what's funny is for years I got the question, you know, my direct wants to send me an agenda. And I just shook my head. I couldn't understand it. And I said, well, of course they're not sending you an agenda. And I didn't really answer the question well, because when people said agenda, what they meant was list, right?
That's right.
So look, first rule is the agenda is already set, guys. You don't need another agenda within an agenda to have an effective meeting. The second thing is, of course, your direct can bring a list. And third point, you can bring a list too. Look, if there's a series of items you want to talk about or they want to talk about, nothing wrong with being prepared. Now, your direct can send you their list. That's great. Okay. But you can't mandate they send you their list. That completely changes it.
A mandate nor ask.
Right? Yeah, nor ask. Exactly right. Yeah. On the other hand, while you can prepare a list, you can't send your list to your direct. Because again, that's a form of mandate. It's a form of task assignment. That's going to rearrange the one-on-one and make it about what you put on your list.
Okay. So let's go back to something you said. You know, generally, when people ask us about their directs bringing a quote unquote agenda to their meeting, that's not what they're actually doing, right? They're talking about bringing a list. Their direct bringing a list of items to talk about. I mean, like you said, the agenda's already set. We don't need another agenda.
Yeah, exactly. The agenda for a one-on-one, a manager tools one-on-one, is 10 minutes for the direct, 10 minutes for you, and 10 minutes for the future. Now, the future is often overcome by events. So it ends up being more 15 minutes for the direct, 15 minutes for you. And frankly, we recommend you let it even go 20 minutes for the direct and 10 minutes for you, because you can always go find your direct and get your points covered. The purpose of the meeting is, of course, for the direct to build a relationship with you. Yeah, so an agenda is a list of topics, each of which has their own start and end time. Okay. I doubt seriously that people, one guy did say, you know, he sent me an agenda, 801, 803, 805. Look, that's not appropriate. You don't want to try to parse an agenda that precisely. What they're probably doing is bringing a list. Okay. So if your directs ask if they can or should bring an agenda, ask what they mean. Okay. If they intend to parse their 10 to 15 minutes more tightly with, you know, minute by minute things, then tell them, no, please don't bring an agenda. On the other hand, feel free to have a list and we'll go through your list. And part of it is, if they try to get 10 things done in 10 minutes and you know that you're willing to let the meeting, let that portion run over, then the agenda is really moot the moment you start. If they have 10 points and it's take you longer than 10 minutes, by definition, their agenda is wrong, because the end time of that meeting, 10 minutes, is wrong because you're going to give them 15 or 20 minutes. But if they intend to bring a list, tell them, bring it. I'm happy to have it. I love preparation. Nothing wrong with that at all.
Yeah. Well, okay. So that, of course, brings us to our next point, which is, if they want to bring a list to the meeting, the answer is, yeah, of course you can.
Yeah, frankly, we want them to, right? I mean,
that's prepared.
Prepared, exactly. Yeah, I love it. I love lists. Now, for years, I did one-on-ones with Wendy, and she would say, okay, she would start the one-on-ones, I've told many people this, with either my list is short or my list is long. And whenever she said my list is long, it was kind of a negative. I said, no, it's fine, you know. But her point when she was kind of upset about it was, there's a lot of stuff we haven't checked off my to-do list, which really bothered her. But look, a list means that your direct is trying to get through everything, rather than what often happens without a list, maybe wasting time on one or two issues that may or may not be important. Now, look, if it's the first 10 to 15 minutes of the one-on-one and your direct wants to talk about whatever they want to talk about, you have to let them. That's the purpose of, it's their time to talk about what they want to talk about. But that doesn't mean that you're going to have as an effective a meeting as with that person as you are with somebody who comes in with a list.
Yeah, and if they have a list, at least they've written down the things they want to talk about, and they've probably done some prioritization in their head at least, right?
Yes.
And the likelihood of getting the most important things up front is much higher than somebody who just comes in and rattles off the top of their head.
Right, exactly. And I found that the people who rattle off the top of their head don't take notes either, which is also not good, simply because during my portion, I'm probably going to be talking about work. And again, guys, we're not suggesting that this is only our experience. We have thousands of managers, hundreds of thousands of managers now doing one-on-ones, and we get questions all the time about this. One-on-ones can be great opportunities, frankly. Many people have told us this, to simply clean off one's desk of all the pending actions that you share with the direct. Most of us, when you think about it, are in a constant state of waiting on things from our directs. And frankly, our directs have a ready list of things that they're waiting on from us, right? So one-on-ones are a great place to resolve some of these, okay? Now, look, there's nothing wrong with their list not being on a specific type of paper. I had a manager once say, well, if you bring a list, you have to use one-on-one paper. Well, okay, I'm not gonna fall on my sword and say, no, you can't do that, but we recommend that your list be on a one-on-one form. At some point, your directs are probably going to realize that having a standardized form or a pad that's only for one-on-ones or a one-on-one only notebook is going to help them keep track better. But they're not you. There's room for different processes. Let's not mandate so many things of the one-on-one that it becomes rigid. We just don't want to do that.
Right. Now, if they do bring a list, it makes sense for the manager to help them get through it, right?
Yeah, I'll tell you, that's what I love. If I know there are 25 things or 40 things, if Wendy says the list is long, I tend to give more brief, more terse answers.
Would you be more willing to give somebody time to get through their list, assuming if they had a list? Would you give them more time, like 20 or 25 minutes of the one-on-one?
I absolutely would, yeah. If somebody doesn't have anything written down, you know, I'm thinking, okay, then they don't know how much they're going to talk about. And so I'll talk as long as I want. And then when it's time for the meeting to come to me, maybe it's at 10 minutes, maybe it's at 15 minutes. I'm saying, okay, are we done? Whereas somebody comes in with a list, they're going to tell me at some point, I'm done. Okay. And if that takes 20 or 25 minutes, I'm cool with that. I got no problem with it. But I'm probably not going to let somebody ramble for 20 to 25 minutes. I'll let them take their full 10 or 15. If I feel like they're getting to a point, I may let them go longer, but I'm going to be much more inclined to let somebody go longer who has a long list. Even if the list is about family things or about their hobbies, I don't care. I just want some structure because this is a business meeting.
Yeah. It's more likely that they've given some thought to it. It's going to be a productive use of your time and their time.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay. Now, you said it earlier, so I'm not revealing any secrets here. You, of course, the manager, can bring a list.
Yeah.
This is one of those points like, well, I can't imagine not having a list. I don't know how I do it without a list.
Right. If your directs are bringing a list and you don't have any, and yet you're insisting on having 15 minutes of the meeting for your own stuff and you don't have a list, we'd suspect that you'd be wasting some time in that one-on-one. Now, look, we do recommend, as we alluded to, that your list be on a one-on-one form. It doesn't have to be ours by any means, but it should be standard for all directs. And the reason why is that you are the ultimate record keeper of the one-on-one. The direct doesn't have to be the record keeper for the organization, but you are. You have responsibilities the direct doesn't have. So your one-on-one form should be immediately recognizable to you. It's essentially metadata. You know, I do this at conferences. I hold up a resume from up at the front of the room, and everybody knows without seeing a single word on the page that it's a resume. That is metadata. There's a structure, there's a form to the document which gives you information. Same thing's true with one-on-one forms. You want to be able to go back to your desk and see that there's a one-on-one form there. Obviously, you shouldn't be leaving one-on-one forms sitting on your desk, but that's not the end of the world. Yeah. And the Manager Tools one-on-one form is one of the very few documents available on our website that is in doc format. So you can modify it if you don't like our version, and that's fine. Some people prefer different ways of doing it. That's fine. Just make sure you have a standard way across all your directs and it's recognizable to them and to you. And that's where your list would go.
Yeah, and for high D's and C's, being able to check that list off as you go makes you really happy. It makes me happy.
Yeah, exactly. What is wrong with that? Nothing.
Now, we said it earlier, right? Your direct can bring a list, right? If your direct wants to send you their list, then you should encourage them to do so.
Yes, there's nothing wrong with them telling you in advance what they may want to talk about. Again, we think this is an indication of a direct who's well-prepared, okay? However, okay, you cannot tell them you must send me a list. You cannot tell them, hey, or ask them, send me the list in advance.
Why is that? Because, I mean, them sending you a list and you asking them to send you a list, what's the difference there?
Yeah, the difference is now you're mandating, or what many managers fail to realize is suggestions become work assignments. I mean, I mentioned something the other day. I said, you got to be careful how much mail you send out. Every mail a manager sends out to his or her directs is a task assignment, because a mail from a boss is something they have to do. And the guy says, no, that's not how I mean it. And I said, well, okay, I don't care how you mean it. If you get email from your boss, most people are like, oh, I'm going to pay attention. And if there's a chance there's work in there, I'm going to do the work. Right. And the guy said, yeah, you're right. And I said, and you're a boss. And that's what your directs think of your mail, dude. The point I'm making is that there are many situations where you are creating work for your directs and you don't want to do that in a one-on-one. You absolutely can't mandate it, first of all, because if you do, they're going to think that what you're mandating in sending the list in advance is your ability to veto certain topics, or for you to decide which ones are most important, or for you to rearrange the order. And that's fundamentally against the principle of one-on-one. Your directs will start feeling like it's not their meeting anymore. We see this over and over again. Managers say, well, let's make it like a meeting. Let's make it more efficient. Let's teach them about agendas. They'll come up with the agenda. They'll send me an agenda, and they'll have detailed notes and everything. And now suddenly they're doing an hour of prep for a half hour meeting. And the director says, I don't like this meeting anymore. They just don't. Now, some managers say, well, I don't want to be surprised. Well, look, okay, I feel you. And you're going to be surprised anyway. If there wasn't a one-on-one, then you would be surprised when they didn't share with you something that they had been concerned about for a while. But you're going to be surprised when you read their note in advance. If there's something that comes up in a one-on-one that you don't want to cover right now, say, hey, thanks, I appreciate this. Let me get back to you. So there's no opportunity here for you to say, I'd like you to do more work to reduce my chance of surprise. Okay. Because look, by the same token, the manager is going to surprise the direct. And I had a manager once say, well, it's okay for me to surprise them, but not for them to surprise me. Well, okay. You know, dude, you're not helping your relationship at all. So if you send out a list, right, if you have a list, but you don't send it out, then you're essentially surprising them. So you have to be careful. If you mandate it, it's going to seem like this is no longer a meeting about the direct's interests. If you ask them to send the list, it's essentially the same thing as a mandate. And so we don't recommend that either. Okay. Now, there's one more caveat here. Your direct, if they send you their list, oughtn't be sending significant pre-work on their list before the one-on-one. Okay. We have to avoid creating deliverables, both of us, both us and the direct, before meetings that are so frequent, right? A standing frequent meeting like a weekly one-on-one, you don't want all kinds of deliverables in terms of prep for the meeting happening before. And the meeting ought to be fairly low prep. If it goes beyond 5 or 10 minutes, I'd get worried that with 5 or 10 directs, that's going to take up a lot of time. Now, look, there's nothing wrong with them reminding us of stuff. Okay. And nothing wrong with us getting those things checked off either before the meeting or in the meeting. But we have seen one-on-ones degrade when one or both participants begin to use it as a sort of a hard weekly deadline. And I'm going to remind you in advance and I expect you to have your stuff done. The purpose of one-on-ones is to build a relationship, not create or not to meet deliverables.
Right.
Now, we said earlier that you can have a list, right? But not to send it to your direction. If you want to create an environment where the one-on-one is seen as work, right? And take over the first 15 minutes or the first 10 minutes. Send your direct a list. Because guess what? Their first 15 minutes is going to be focused on answering your list. The idea that they're going to put that off and wait for your 15 minutes to talk about that list, not going to happen.
Exactly. Yeah. You send them a list. Hey, I just want you to know in advance. Well, they're going to say, well, what if my list relates to his list? So I can cross this and this and this off. And now they're simply waiting for you to talk about your list and the issues related to those topics rather than them briefing you on the things that they wanted to talk about. And if it's the same thing, they're going to brief you differently. And it's going to be a different conversation than them waiting for you to tell them what's on your list if it was on their list as well. It's totally okay now, to be clear. It's totally okay for your direct to send you their notes or their list or a prep document as long as you haven't mandated it. But if you do it the other way around, that will be seen as a work assignment. It changes the tone of the meeting almost immediately. It creates a deadline. The meeting becomes the deadline. And it's gonna overrule the things that they've been working on. And it's going to become now about a meeting that's about briefing you. And the moment it becomes that, it's not a one-on-one. The purpose of the one-on-one changes. It becomes an abomination, to use a very heavy word, and we don't recommend you do it. The purpose of the one-on-one is to build a relationship. The secondary way they do that is frequency and a standard process. And the primary way they do that is the direct gets to talk about what they want to talk about in their way first. But as Mike said, if you send out a list, suddenly your stuff comes first, and they're going to work on your stuff first.
There you go.
And that's it, right?
Simple. Yeah. The agenda is already set, so we don't need another one. When people say they want to bring an agenda, what they mean is a list. They can bring a list. You can bring a list. We love lists. We love having them in advance. Your direct can send you their list, but you can't mandate that. And don't send your list to your direct because it will change the tone and the tenor of the meeting. It's simple, guys. A frequently held standing meeting like this, it's best to have a light amount of structure. And checklists are good. This isn't a bull session. It's a professional meeting. And for professional meetings, it's good to come prepared.
Awesome. All right, my friend. Thank you.
You bet, partner.
All right. We'll see you. Thanks, everyone. That's it. We'll see you next week. In the meantime, have a great one. So long.